right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Okay. All right.
Not your best.
Not your best. Today, I really need you to bring it.
I love your outfit.
Okay, let's just get into it. I came in and I said to Chris, I know.
Would you mind standing up briefly? I just want the full effect.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the color of the pants, sure. I think, matter to the full ensemble. Yeah.
This is a... Okay, Mike just said, oh boy, out loud. Here's the thing. I was inspired by the purse that Chris gave me. And I was like, oh my God.
This does not give
no.
up.
So I get that. But I started that way.
I got Jesse a purse that I found at an antique place.
It's very cool.
It's like very Jesse. It's from 1974. It says Miss Velvet on it.
It's got colors like orange in it. It has blue. It has green. It actually has a lot of colors. Okay. And it's raining today. And I said, you know what's nice when it's raining? To be a bright light for people walking around and to be colorful. So I started with the dress. Also, I started late. I should have given myself more time, but I've been really nailing outfits this week. Anyhow.
Even, yeah.
Got a little cocky. Tried the dress and then, I think I need to add a slit in the back of the dress because it's like tight on my...
Is this a dress?
So it is a dress, but then I was like, is it cool if I open the buttons and...
Where did it come from?
The dress?
Yeah.
I think in London, a vintage shop or like some vintage shop.
It's
from the 80s.
It is giving my Nana.
Well.
I mean, from the, like the cut is different.
Yeah. It's
at the bottom.
Okay. Well, do you mean it's like, it's, what are you saying?
Well, it's just the top is blousy looking.
Yeah. So normally when I wear it as a dress, I belt it.
I don't hate it.
I don't know if you love it.
I don't know how I feel about it, honestly.
Well, the dress, so normally I wear it like...
The combo is really what's throwing me
through
a loop.
Sure. I had it with black tights at first. Like
that would have been nice.
The black, yeah. I had it with black tights, but I went boring.
Maybe some boots, that's nice.
I know, but it felt boring.
You don't have to...
I did. I felt like... And I said, what if you took a big risk today? That's what I said to myself.
Sometimes risks
I know, it didn't pay off. So then I was like, is orange pants crazy?
Yes.
And then, yeah, one thing led to another... Then I fully leaned in because I'm wearing green socks and loafers.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost Pee Wee Herman. I don't know what happened to me. But I then was like, there's no time. You have to go.
It's giving I'm trying to be loud.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel that with a black legging, I could get into it.
It didn't work the way I wanted it to.
Yeah.
I know it everywhere. But this is what's kind of interesting is when I decided I was going to leave, I said, okay, I don't like this outfit. But who cares? And I walk around in an outfit I don't like. What's going to happen? I get struck dead?
Maybe.
But
how awful would that be?
Right? But it's better than like leggings. And I don't know. I just was like, whatever, take a stab. But am I happy with my outfit? No. Am I upset that this is like the last time that you'll see me recording in 2020? Four. Yeah. No, but this is the outfit that I came in, and this is who I am today.
Yeah, and hopefully you're not arrested by the fashion police on the way out of here.
LOL.
I love a good fashion police joke.
Yeah.
Well, yes, this is our last episode of the year.
Yes, because we're going to take December off, because we love to, and it's just nice to sort of
keep Christ
reset.
In Christmas.
Keep the Christ in Christmas.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
But we'll be back.
But we'll be back. It's just, you know, it's good to take a vacay.
Yeah.
You know it. I know it. We all know it. So that's why today I'm really looking at you to bring it.
Well, you brought it already.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I tried.
And I always bring it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
With bells on, some might say.
Aw.
Like a sleigh. Speaking of sleighs, I heard you went on...
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you.
An amazing date this week.
I did. It was really, 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 really amazing. I mean, I don't know if I start at the end. No, I'll start at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it was the night of Halloween. I decided to go out with a friend. We were like.
That was a while ago.
I know. Well, I'm just telling you where it started. Because we didn't match on an app.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I was at this bar and I think, I don't remember what happened, but the point is like, I ended up sitting next to this guy. We were talking and then my friend, like I gave him my number. Okay. I gave him my number and then we had been like texting for a little bit. Like I was busy. He was traveling. We finally set the date to go out like this week or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. And I, oh, isn't that funny?
What?
I just remembered. Cause I've been trying to do this thing where I like to date, like I like a last minute date.
Yes.
It feels like less pressure. It feels like not a big deal. So on the way home from seeing Elf with you.
Yes.
Cause he lives in my neighborhood. I was like, oh, I'm like on my way back. If you wanted to like go to a bar and grab a drink.
You went on a date that night?
So then, yeah, I did.
After we went to the diner?
Yeah.
That's so insane.
I know.
Look at you.
Because it was like early. It was like 6 or 7 or something.
Was it? I feel like I got home at like 8 o'clock.
No, I think it was. Was
the
it
show
8?
Ended at like 6. And then we went to walk okay. to the diner. It was definitely like
maybe
8 o'clock.
Maybe it was 8. Maybe it was 8. And I'm like.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I'm
with
just
with a
like,
belly full of chicken salad wrap.
I was feeling young and fun.
We also found the worst diner in the world and have returned to it multiple times.
We're never going back.
It is literally the worst diner in all of Manhattan.
I've never had a worse chicken salad wrap. I'm surprised I didn't get sick that night.
The french fries were bizarre.
Horrific. They brought it on a plate with like 18 fries. We were like, oh, could you bring fries for us
literally.
To share? They were like, here's 18.
Service was terrible. Diet Coke didn't have a bubble in it.
No. When I ordered my wrap at first, it was wrong.
But anyway, okay. So obviously they put something in the drink because you went on a date on the way home.
And I'm on my way back and I'm like, I can either stop really quick and like get into a regular outfit because I actually do look like Christmas, or I'll meet you at the bar. Like, or that's what I'm wearing.
I thought it was a cute outfit.
It was a cute outfit. So he was like, come. So he came and he wore a Santa hat, which I was like, what a great start.
Wow.
Wait.
That is a good start.
I actually did like appreciate it.
Yeah, I really think that's like a very romantic gesture.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you actually meant that, but I was
no,
like.
No, I mean, it's not like he wore a Santa hat. He wore a Santa hat so that you wouldn't feel weird
right.
dressed like Christmas. Yeah, that's very cute.
I thought so too.
Why would I not like that?
I don't know. Sometimes the sarcasm's hard to read.
Fair.
Fair. So I get there. And also, by the way, everybody should always wear, I think, like themed outfits when there isn't a theme, because before he got there, I got there before him. I got hit on like 4 times.
Well, maybe I don't think you looked that Christmassy, honestly.
I had gems all in my hair.
Jesse.
Okay, that hurts my feelings.
Well, you kind of look like
my normal self.
Yeah,
I guess. But it did read Christmas because everyone's like, oh,
you had
where
doll,
were
you had
you?
Doll heads.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think a lot of people would equate that to Christmas. I get where you're coming from because
yeah.
it's toys.
Thank you.
But I don't think a lot of people are seeing doll heads on an earring and thinking she just went and saw Elf on Broadway.
Well, it did.
And it was like a nice it was a beautiful
sweater dress. Thank you for saying
like it wasn't.
Crazy.
Maybe you just looked hot. I don't think that men saw you and thought, that's a woman that loves Christmas. Let me take her home.
Well, they didn't say that, but it was like, oh, did you go? I guess it was like, I looked like I had gone to maybe a themed event of some sort.
I feel like
sort.
People ask you questions like this a lot.
Yeah, they do. But that night
or
it was
never
men.
Forget the time the guy asked if you were a teacher for children.
Wait, when was that? That's all the
at
time.
At a coffee shop.
Anytime a man, I feel like, guesses a woman's profession, he's like, teacher
no, he
or
said,
nurse?
I love your necklace. Are you a teacher?
I'm like, I could be. So anyhow, I was like, I must.
So
I
he's
have,
wearing a Santa hat.
He's wearing a Santa hat. I have a great aura. I've actually literally made friends in the garden in the back, and I have to be like, I'm meeting someone. So we stay there. We have 2 drinks, which means I'm wasted, essentially. Mm. But we're literally, I had 2 martinis and I don't really drink. Wow. So I honestly was wasted. But we were there for a little bit. We're like having a good conversation. I'm like, okay. Like literally at this point, I'm like, yeah. I already knew when I met him that he said like he might be moving. Okay. So I was already looking at this as like a fun thing that mm-hmm. he lives in my neighborhood and we're just going to have fun or whatever.
Okay.
So we have some drinks, then we go for a walk and we buy a joint and we're like, we're walking and smoking. And I'm like, this guy's like taking a long time to like make a move. I would have thought he would make a move by now, you know? Mm. That's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, all right, what do? I don't know how to like, I forgot how to make a move, you know? I don't really make them. I sort of like just say them. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go back and set up my Christmas tree. Do you want to come? And he was like, yeah, sure. So he comes over and like helps me set like the tree up, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're there and I'm like, what's going on? I'm interested. Anyhow, so then we're like, I'm probably going into this in too much detail, but long story short, we're sitting on the couch and I'm like, this is really like so interesting, you know? So finally I was like, boop, bop, bing. Like,
you said this is so interesting, you know?
In my head, I was just like, because actually I sort of love the tension right before a kiss. So normally I kind of am like, getting turned on by it because I'm like, is he so nervous? Like, what?
That's
like,
so funny that that's what happens.
What?
In your head.
That it's.
My head, it's like, oh my God, he hates me.
No, but why would he? By the way, this is like hour five. If he hated me, I would hope. Well, when I hate someone, I leave within 10 minutes. So I don't actually understand if someone doesn't like someone to spend that much time with them. But. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess I can pick up on some cues where I'm like, I feel like this.
Wait, you have to finish the story.
Oh, yeah. So then we're sitting there. Finally, I'm like, I was really like seeing how long it would take. And then finally, I was like, honestly, I just want to start making out. So I'm like, hey, I like come closer.
What time is it at this point?
I don't know.
It's got to be like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah. And I'm like, time for my goodnight kiss. And I was like, bing, bong, boom. I was like, is this okay? Because like, I want to get consent and like, I'm having trouble reading him. So let me make sure I've got it, you know? And then he was like, yeah, actually wait. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and he was like, I don't think we should start something when I'm leaving in 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, I just feel like I'm going to get attached. And I said, oh. And then he was like, can we just keep talking?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we can't.
And if you would believe it.
You said yes.
Well, because I try not to get, I don't think that you should get, like getting triggered by someone rejecting you is not a good trait.
Well, not even that. I'm just like.
I'm like, why is he in my home? For sure.
I would just be like, no, I'm not trying to stay up and talk.
I think that I wish I had like, I think I just was trying to like in the moment.
Also like why are we going to keep getting to know each other if you're leaving in 2 weeks?
I know.
Why are we getting to know intimate details of each other's lives?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. My first reaction.
Some might argue that's a lot more.
Why talk at all? And I'm like, we're not going to. I mean, I didn't want to say to him, like, don't worry, I won't. But.
Yeah, be like, I don't care. What does that have to do with me?
I mean, but then again, I also am trying to be like the type of person that it's like, if I rejected someone, I would expect like.
I'd be like, then what the absolute fuck were you thinking when you put that Santa hat on your fucking godforsaken head?
Well, yeah, I was like, you really acted differently. I think, I felt like Mandy Moore in Walk to Remember, where I was like,
well, she was dying, wasn't she?
She was dying, but she was like, promise you won't fall in love with me. Promise you won't fall in love with me. And he's like, I promise. And she's like, you're gonna.
And then you die.
So, and then I die. So anyhow, so yeah, I spent 5 to 6 hours with a man who I'll never see again. And we just hung out. Like good friends.
Have you spoken or anything?
No.
That's so bizarre.
Isn't that weird? But also it did make me like before that I was like, because even right now with looking for like a friend vibe, even it was nice that I was like, I connected with him as a friend. I really did. Like we had a friend vibe and I thought also a flirty undertone, which we never passed. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still was like, look at me. Like, I felt great that night. I was mad that, like, at the bar, I didn't give my number to one guy who was hitting on me. But I was trying to be respectful. I thought that, yeah, exactly. So I was like, you should have told me then.
Maybe you should text him.
No. And say what? Will you be on my podcast? Like,
it doesn't matter if we get attached.
Yeah, but I think he's saying he will.
Why is that your problem?
It's not, but I felt like.
Let him pine over you from afar.
Well, yeah, but you can't. Also, I'm like kissing. You don't really get attached, do you? I could kiss a fish. I mean, I don't really.
It depends.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll fall in love. You know, you
kiss,
but
I've kissed people where I'm like, oh, why am I
in love?
In love?
I'll never forget when I kissed this one guy and Chris, not only did the next day I wash my entire bed sheet and like everything on my bed because I was like, when I see him next, there is no question in my mind what's happening. But I also was changing my last name. You know what I mean? I was like, I love this man. I love him.
Yeah. Or even like there's people that are like fun to kiss, but you don't really feel anything.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. The kiss could have been bad. Like,
I'm not having fun.
Yeah. Also, a lot of times the chemistry isn't right physically that I'm like, I broke a lot of my own rules that night. And maybe it was because I guess I was feeling like carefree. Frisky. And I was feeling like, see, that's why I like a last minute date. There's like no expectations. Like I came in just being like, it could be over. And so I just felt no stress.
Yeah.
As opposed to like someone I was, I don't know. I just felt no stress about it. So I kind of felt like, oh, it's becoming like an interesting wild night. Because who knows? But it did become.
That's annoying.
It was annoying. It was weird.
I'd be really annoyed.
It was annoying.
I'm meeting the man that I'm going to marry tomorrow.
Okay. Wait.
I just have a feeling.
Is it a date?
No.
What is it?
I don't have anything planned.
A business meeting. Oh, you're just feeling like you need him. I love that. Or even a fling. You don't want a holiday fling?
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Why not?
But I don't know. I feel the tides are turning. I feel like people have been staring at me on the street the past few days. I think something's happening.
Oh my gosh.
I think either a demon has attached itself to me or
your energy is shifting and you're becoming magnetic.
Something's going on.
Something has changed.
Maybe it's because I saw Wicked.
It's probably because you saw Wicked.
It is out, I think, as of this recording or as this whatever.
Go see it.
Go see it. Best movie I've ever seen. Maybe that's why. And I'm not actually going to meet the man I'm going to marry tomorrow, but who knows?
Well, it might not be tomorrow, but it's in the horizon.
I'm just sensing tomorrow.
It could be tomorrow. You better be out and about tomorrow because he's not going to just come to your apartment, I think.
Yeah. I actually do have plans to go out.
Nice.
I think I'm going to a strip club.
That's where he is.
But with women strippers.
Good. Well, he...
So I don't know that I'll meet a lot of gay men there.
Well, you'll be there.
That's true.
So, and then you never know where you could go after. You love a strip club. Why?
Well,
why?
I don't love a strip club.
I hear you go to them a lot.
You hear from who? From
you.
Me?
You're like, we went to a strip. You go to strip clubs more than
I have a certain
friend
group
that loves
that likes a strip
to go
club.
To strip clubs.
Yeah.
Why? Are they fun?
If you go to the right ones.
Okay. And why? I've never been to a strip club. Never, not once.
I don't know if you would have a great time.
Yeah.
It's just like a big, like,
woo.
I don't know. It's like when you're fucked up. You have to be, like, fucked up.
Okay, so you go when you're already fucked up?
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Do you get dances and stuff?
I don't, like, get dances. They, like, dance.
Know.
You, like, throw money and it's, like, I'll chat with them sometimes and give them money. It's like I have like a rich friend that always wants to go to the strip clubs.
Weird.
But it's like because it's like a fun, you know, you just throw money. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like a deep time by any means.
Yeah, yeah. But you like it.
It's like a fun little change of pace for an hour.
Why not? Oh, you go for an hour? It's
well,
like
I
a
don't
quick
know.
Thing. It's like a pit stop kind of.
I don't really plan out what the timing.
Like to, yeah. Or what the night is. Like, do you know what you guys are doing or you're like letting it flow?
I know that they said that they wanted to end up at a strip club.
That is so funny, too, because then you're saying, like, we're going hard. Like, we're having a big night. Because at least, right?
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
The one who loves
him. And he wants to, so he wants to end up where he's happiest. Why not? If it's Disney World, sure. If it's a strip club, yes.
With his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend, who also loves it.
She also loves the strip club.
But maybe it's me. I mean.
It's like mostly women.
I'm sure.
That I'm with.
Okay.
Not at the strip
club. Fun. Sounds fun.
but like we went to one in New Orleans. That was the best time. That was great.
Are the outfits good?
They're not really wearing anything.
Don't they have like a theme before stuff comes off or no? Maybe burlesque. I've seen burlesque. I love burlesque. Okay.
That is not a strip club.
Okay, got it. So, okay, yeah. I forget. I don't know. It's just they take stuff off quick. Is it quick? Is there a tease? No.
Sometimes. So it's a lot of dancing on poles and stuff.
I love that for them. A lot of, you know, as someone who took a pole dancing class and was not, you know, great because it's hard and I've you have to have a lot of strength. You have to have a lot of strength.
I want to do it now, though, now that I am strong.
You want to take one? I'll go with you.
Maybe.
I think I wanted to go back then and you said no to me.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it's something we do.
What were we talking about?
Dates and sort of finding love, I think.
I don't think that is what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about how you're going to find your husband tomorrow and you're going to a strip club, which is an excellent place to do that.
Well, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. You could be there.
You know?
Daddy Warbucks in the corner.
What a funny story that could be.
What a funny story. How perfect is that?
Like that man that I met in Ireland, well, not that he was a guide for a Airbnb experience.
Sure.
But he met his wife at a gay bar. They both have gay brothers.
That is so fun.
And I said, oh my God, I've been to hundreds of gay bars and I've never met anyone.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's literally wild. I know. It's been a while since I've like, I normally don't meet people. I don't go out to meet people. I think that's
you
like.
You meet more people than than anyone I know.
Well, because I like to make friends. And that's always my energy is I like to make friends, you know?
Yesterday, Jesse was talking about how she made like four different friends during the day.
I did. I have been on a talk about.
One was the manager of Michael's.
Well, and I yes, of course.
At Michael's.
Yeah, well, I love her. and she was so nice and fun. And I love to meet people and I love to make friends. I think that's so fun. But I know my energy is really good when I'm in that space. But I don't go out like looking to. I don't like to go out looking to meet people. But I am trying to be like, if I see someone cute, I'll just give them my number and walk away.
What a tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Dating is hard, but also the world's ending. I think I'm feeling that the world's ending, maybe.
I think that's why I feel like nothing
matters. I
thrive
in chaos. I feel like maybe that's what's happening. I'm ready to rise.
Like a phoenix.
Yeah.
From the ashes. Me too.
Before they're even ashes.
I hate to say this because like what a thing to say, but I do think, and I want to put it on record, 2025 is actually going to be my year.
Okay. You heard it here, folks.
It's going to be my year.
Do we have any footage of her saying this the past 2 years?
I don't know if I have said it. Look it up. Fine. But I don't think I have. I'm really feeling it though. I'm really feeling it, Chris.
I feel it.
You know, I feel it.
I feel like I always say that, too.
Yeah. You've had great years, though. Was this a great year for you, you'd say? Let's do a little year recap,
shall we? It wasn't a bad year.
Yeah. Let's talk about, can you give me like some wins and some losses, maybe? Or some things you'd like to never do again? Something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like overall it was a good year.
Do you have a win you'd like to...
Like, personally.
Correct.
I wouldn't say it was exemplary by any means.
Okay.
I didn't really travel anywhere that interesting. This year. I feel like the year before I had traveled quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I got another dog.
That's
a win.
Your family grew.
You know, I really like nothing quite that remarkable, but it's little things. I've been to a lot of events. I met Bette Midler.
I was going to say, was this year the year that you were near Beyonce?
Yeah. Huge. I was in a room with Beyonce.
Huge.
Yeah, a lot of good things, I guess. I did a lot of fun stuff for Netflix.
Yeah.
I really can't complain.
No, why would you?
I'm feeling content.
And what do you want next year?
Pussy.
Okay.
Just
well,
kidding.
You heard it here
Bussy.
First.
No, I'm just kidding. more of what I have, but bigger.
Do you want to put it out into the universe
better.
And manifest it or no?
I'm putting it out there.
Oh, okay. Just bigger and better.
continuing on the path.
Continuing forward on the path.
But bigger and better.
But a bigger and better path.
Career.
Career specifically.
What's going on?
I'm trying.
You go.
No, I'm trying.
You're heckling me.
I'm not heckling you. I'm trying to help you be more specific. I'm just repeating how vague you're being. You're like, I hope.
I don't think it's that vague.
Okay, perfect.
I don't think being too specific is helpful.
Okay.
I think that's when you get set up for disappointment.
You think?
Like, for example, saying, I'm going to meet the man I'm going to marry tomorrow.
Sure.
That might be a little specific and might leave some room for disappointment.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Okay. I guess small wins in each category, right? Or like small things I'd want.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, yeah. It's actually whatever. Okay, so some things that I want. I would like to lose myself and trust myself in a relationship.
Okay.
That's not saying husband. That's just saying like, oh, let me get to the place where I can just like fall.
Well, I'm not trying to get married next year.
Okay, me neither. I'm trying to just be specific to say like, I'd like to have the opportunity to fall again.
I bet you will. That was too good of a setup.
That was really good.
To fall in love.
Right. Doesn't have to, you know, but it's like, I'd like that. I'd like that to happen. I feel ready. I haven't felt ready for a little bit. I also am fine to have fun, but I even just want to like fall. I want to just feel like the way that sometimes you do, the mm-hmm. fear of it where you're like, oh God, but it's like exciting too.
Yeah. The like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah. And you're like, this could fuck me up or be yeah. really great.
It is a freeing moment.
Yeah.
I would love to see how it, if it panned out on the positive side for well, once, but.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, maybe.
Sometimes it's fun for a little and then ends horribly.
Yeah.
And that's fun too. Because yeah. you had that little run that you went, look at me.
Totally.
Maybe I'm thriving.
Maybe this will work out.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this time.
Maybe this time it'll happen. So I'd love that career wise. I want to keep taking up space. I think I really want to get like representation. I really want to have like, I want to be, I'm putting this out in the universe. Like I'm ready to be in like TV and film.
Okay, same.
Okay, great. So I'm trying to be a little more specific. Yeah. I'm ready to be in TV and film. I'm ready to start booking that. And I just feel in my, I'm like, I think that's going to happen for me in 2025.
Amen.
Okay. Amen to that. And I want to continue to be hired because of who I am.
Okay.
You know, whether that means it's my
be more specific well, like about
my,
that, yeah.
like my comedic voice or like the way I host. But I like when people come to me for opportunities being like, we see you and we want you.
You don't want to seek it out. You want to be seeked.
I want to be seeked. I want to hide and seek.
Yeah.
And I've been hiding. I don't want to be seeked.
It's time to be found.
I want to be found.
Amen. Okay?
That's a middle child who played hide and seek and was like, is the game over? Because I've been behind the washer and dryer for 2 hours.
And they were like, oh, it was a prank. They yeah. weren't actually playing.
No one was playing, but you did great and you won. So that's, I see that for myself.
Okay.
I see that for myself. I really, really see that.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
That's a good goal.
Isn't that
good
nice? Good goals. What are your holiday goals? Are you going to like lean into the holidays? I'm really leaning. Or are you like, do you like to ice skate?
No.
Okay. That was a question.
It's just funny things.
Ice skating?
Like what if I was like, yeah, I'm an amazing ice skater.
I'd be like, great, we should go.
You don't think you'd know that about me by now?
No. You hide a lot
of
stuff.
If I was an amazing ice skater, it would be all I talked about.
Really?
Yes.
But okay, you don't have to be amazing at it to like it.
Some things where I'm like, this is something I just could never be that amazing at.
See, but you don't have to be amazing at it to like it. You see? You could
what
just
are you talking about?
You could just enjoy ice skating and not be good at it.
How do you enjoy something you're not good at?
I do that with so many things.
That's not for me.
But that you're limiting yourself. That means you can't try anything new because you're gonna be bad at anything.
I try new things all the time. I just get good at it.
Oh. Well, there you go.
At least that's my mentality usually.
Love that. Good
I tend
you.
To go hard on, if you'll remember, I made 500 blankets and then stopped making them.
Yeah.
Things like that. I like get.
You get.
I think it's my part of my ADHD.
Yeah, you're like,
I get hyper fixated on things
until
I feel like I'm good at it. And then I kind of lose interest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really lean into enjoying things I'm not good at. Because I think it's a really powerful skill.
Okay.
Like, even rock climbing when I did that. But I, and even if I did ice skating, which I'm not good, like, I think I'm okay. And I could, and I enjoy, like, being on the rink. Like, it feels really magical to me.
I have a fear of falling and having someone run over my fingers.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Doesn't it sound
bad? I never
thought
about that. Yeah.
It's all I think about. I've gone ice skating, I think, once or twice.
Oh, my God.
Not to ruin it.
Now I'm never going to not think about that.
Well, just be careful.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think I'll be going that quick, but you don't know who's behind
you. Somebody else.
I can't believe you took ice skating from me.
Well, I didn't.
So swiftly. You didn't want me to have it. You wouldn't
I
give
didn't
it to me.
To.
No,
I didn't mean to.
No, but that's a great fear. It's a great fear. I went on a hot air balloon ride this year.
That is. Have we talked about that?
I don't know if we did.
I don't think we talked about that.
Can you believe I did that?
Tell me about it. It looks horrifying.
It was great. I loved every second. I would do it again.
You have to fall into the basket.
Yeah. Getting in the basket, I think we could maybe get that system a little better. I think.
It's probably for safety reasons.
That there's no door?
Yeah.
You know what? Now I see that. Because if the door opened.
Someone leans against it.
While you're up there. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That would be really hard to see and bounce back from.
How high do you go up?
You go high. I don't know if I know how high we went.
Is it not terrifying?
You know what?
It's, how big is the basket?
The basket is probably the size, like, 3/4 of this table.
How many people were in there?
Six.
That's
five.
A fucking ton of people.
Five.
And you're five. Cuddling.
If you're tight. You're certainly tight.
Okay, interesting. Hate it.
You're tight in the basket for sure. But that's when you're facing in. And when you face out, which is pretty much how you do it, because why would you look at each other?
Yeah.
You're looking out. You're like, oh my God, the whole world is there.
Like, nerve-wracking. It's scary. I think I'd rather go skydiving.
Oh my God.
Than in a hot air balloon.
Wow, because... Wow. I do actually want to go skydiving too.
I kind of do too.
What a rush. Although someone told me you can never like get that high back. Like you'll never find something like the adrenaline
well,
from
that
it.
That person might just be a fucking psycho that
literally.
Loves skydiving.
I would love to fly. I mean, I love flying. Anytime I can feel like I'm flying, I want to do it.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be fun to do and just like try.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think I'd be terrified and like it would be so cool to conquer that too.
Yeah.
Especially with someone attached so that I am hopefully everything goes well. You know, I would hate to have to pull something on my own.
Yeah.
I would be really
That would
scared.
Be a horrific,
horrific
way to go.
Literally.
Pulling on a parachute tab.
Ugh.
And
like
that is something that would happen to me.
No, don't say that. I don't think that's true.
I do.
I would trust you to follow directions, especially in the sky.
Something would be wrong with it. It wouldn't be my fault.
No.
And then my family at least could sue the company.
At least there's that. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. I would like to do another like big adventure like that again.
Yeah, that's something.
I think I want to go to Italy as well. Italy or Greece next year. I really want to go.
What do you want to do there?
I mean, Italy, I feel like is just.
What if you went and worked on a farm? My like. Roommate did a thing where she like went and lived with a family that had an olive oil farm for like 3 weeks. She like worked for it like for like 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then they like obviously boarded her in exchange, but then she was like
free to do whatever.
Free whatever. Yeah. To do from like for the rest of the day and night.
Yeah. Can you connect me with that person?
And
live there.
They would like cook she'd like have dinner with them sometimes and they were like a big like Italian family.
Yeah, that's great.
I think there's things like that for a lot of
maybe I could do like trips. A writing excursion while I'm there.
Maybe.
And fall in love or something. I don't know.
Very romantic.
Very romantic.
I want to go to Finland and do a bunch of like winter things. Like
Finland.
Mush huskies.
How fun would that be?
And like sea glaciers and stuff like that.
That is so cool.
But who knows?
Well, I mean, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's almost the end of the year as we're talking about it. I'm like, it is kind of exciting. I don't know if you did this last year. I made a bingo card.
Oh.
Of all the things I wanted to do. And I wonder how many I did.
Could really set. Yeah.
What?
I would be nervous.
No. A lot of them, I gave myself some layups.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? I gave myself some things that like I definitely knew were possible. And
I'm going to be like, binge.
Yeah. Have a week where I don't leave my house. Check. I'm so proud of me.
Only take Ubers for 14 days straight. Because you can't bear to be seen on or see anyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you can do that. I think some of mine were really easy too. Like try something new. Like they were really, I was giving myself, you know, some of them were harder. That's why I'd be interested to know what they are now because I don't remember them. But even right now, as we're talking, I'm like, oh, some of these are good to add to my bingo card, you know?
Yeah. That's fun.
It is fun.
If what you are want, you doing you do for New Year's?
I have no idea. What should we do?
I think my friend from LA is coming into town because his friend does this big gay like dance party once a month, I think is the story. I mean, it's like a big deal, I think, in LA. And then they come to New York and it's like a big fun thing. And I think that there's one on New Year's. So I'm hoping that he's coming. And then maybe I would go to that. You could come as well.
That would be great.
But you have to be gay.
Well,
I'm kidding. I don't think that's a rule.
Yeah, I don't think that's a rule.
It should be.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I'd love that. I feel like I haven't had good New Year's the last few years.
Well, New Year's is also a disappointing holiday.
Yeah, it's
the Halloween of winter.
I love Halloween, but...
But Halloween Day is always a disappointment.
Oh. I think it...
Did you have a good Halloween Day?
A Halloween Day?
Oh, you went to a Broadway show, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I saw Death Becomes Her, which was so fun. And then I went out after and had a fun time, too.
So you had a good day.
I really did. I think the trick is... What I'm leaning into is really grounding my expectations and like letting things just like fall into place. And honestly, even when we went to that bar, I went there to get pizza. They have really good pizza. And I was like, I definitely want pizza. And then it's like, you know?
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. So even with New Year's, I think New Year's is a hard one to with expectations because I've spent a few New Year's like in by myself.
Totally.
I've spent a few New Year's like at a party, but then like trying to figure out how to get back. I've spent a New Year's in Times Square.
You have?
Can I tell you the story?
Yeah.
Picture this. I'm 21 or 22 years old. Fresh as a daisy, still in college. I went to visit my brother who was in New York and I came with one of my best friends from home. And we were like, New York, like, look at us out in the city, like so little and so scared. So the night before we went out, got really drunk and overslept because we were hungover. Everyone told us we had to get there at 7 a.m. So we woke up at like noon.
Okay. So wait, they tell you to get there at 7 a.m. for the ball drop?
Yeah. And so we overslept and then we were like, I don't really want to stand in Times Square all day. And we kept saying like, we need to wait till we're 40 and famous. That's what we kept saying. We have to wait till we're 40 and famous so that we don't have to do that. So then we were like, well, let's just be near Times Square for the ball dropping. So we were walking around. We were in a bar at like 11. Finally at 11:30, I was like, you know where I wish we were? In Times Square.
What is the draw? You just wanted to see the ball drop?
Yeah.
Really?
I wanted to see that in person.
That's
maybe
so
because I've always watched it on TV.
I feel like it's so lackluster.
I think it really would have been if I hadn't left the bar at 11:30, been like, how do we get down that street? All of a sudden, there's this group coming kind of quickly with a lot of authority, and my friend's like, get in it.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Smart.
So we're in this VIP thing. We get shuttled right in front of, like, it was like Mariah Carey, and we're at the stage by them.
Okay.
We see the ball drop. We're both like, this is so cool. I think at one point people were like, who do you know? And my friend was like, the head of the police or something. Like, and we were there. Like, it was so magical. And then also we got to be the first ones to leave. So we got shuttled out and then we were like, well,
that is an experience.
Yeah. We both were like, we really have to wait till we're back in that state. Like
that was meant to be.
Yeah. It was just meant to be.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get the.
Yeah.
The draw.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, I get like the magic of the Rockefeller Christmas tree and stuff, yeah, which I haven't gone to see in years, but really? It's like, it's so fucking crazy up there.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't move. I'm like, it's just not worth the,
you know,
fighting with crowds to see. Yeah.
It's like you got to go off hours kind of thing. I mean, I used to love to go see the Sox Fifth Avenue show, which is canceled this year, which is.
I know.
Like a huge bummer because I used to love to go see the tree and then watch that show, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But.
I mean, I will say the city at Christmas time is pretty, like, it's the best time to be in the city.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. The markets are, there's so many fun things to do. That's why I'm trying to figure out, like, what are some fun holiday things I can do that would be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But I don't really know what fun holiday things happen.
Well, ice skating, seeing the tree. Kind of. It's like just making things that like taking time to go do the things that if I were a tourist in this city, I think I would do, you know? So I think it's thinking about it that way. Things that I take for granted because I live here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know, but I am trying to like be in vacation mode.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to live.
See, I'm the type of person on vacation that I'm like stressed out that I'm on vacation still.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you I'm got- like, I need, there's always a moment on vacation where I'm like, I need to get back to my apartment so bad. And then usually it'll dissipate. But I am very much like, I like to have my stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I think, I like the comfort of like.
Sure.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I love like, I love how free you are to like, I love going to a place and then on vacations, I don't like to be that busy. Like, I don't like to, you know, go to London and then be traveling to little towns. No, no. Like, I'm just exploring every day on my feet and like go. I have a home base. I always like to have a home base so I don't feel like I'm traveling out of a suitcase. I don't like how that feels for vacation. Mm. But then I just like to like, I don't know. It's like you're just open for adventure.
Yeah. What are we talking about? How do we get on this?
I don't know. Vacation. I was talking about like holiday things in the city.
And then you said life is like, you want to live like you're on vacation.
Vacation mode. Yeah.
Vacation mode.
Yeah.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
Vacation mode.
Yeah.
I think that my brain has been on vacation mode for years now.
Oh, that's not true.
But I'm bump.
Stop it. Stop it.
What do you have planned for this weekend? Anything?
I do. I'm doing a Friendsgiving.
Oh, wow.
With a new friend who invited me.
Oh.
I'm making friends. I don't know.
Who is this person?
This is a girl I met at the nail salon. And she was on my podcast this week. And I really love her. She's becoming a good friend. And so she invited me to this Friendsgiving.
Very interesting.
So I'm excited to like, you know what's really crazy? I used to, when I had to meet new people, wanted to vomit and die in a hole. And now when I have the opportunity to like meet new people, I get so excited.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? So normally I'd be stressed out about going to this event where I'm not going to know people, but I'm excited about like the opportunity of it.
Yeah. That's good.
I know.
I feel like that's probably a good mindset.
I mean, yeah, and maybe definitely it'll change. Like, mindset. But I think right now I'm just in that healthy mindset where I'm like, wow, how fun.
Good for you.
And then Sunday, I think I'm like seeing a friend, doing a little work, and
walk of shaming home from whoever's house you end up with from that party on Saturday.
Well, or I'll be friend zoned and sleep lovely in my bed, just me. You know, like you never know what's gonna happen.
See, a Friendsgiving,
yeah,
in New York,
yeah,
really depends on the apartment.
Sure.
Because sometimes people will have a Friendsgiving, and I get this sentiment.
Yeah.
Where are we sitting? There's nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to, where am I putting the plate?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
It's really a shame that we don't have houses.
Yeah.
I feel I could really throw down
well,
a Friendsgiving.
Well, you would throw the greatest.
Where would people go?
You have a big apartment.
No, I don't.
Okay. You could put a table in the living room and have like three or four people on your couch. One on the L shape, two there, you know?
I don't want people eating turkey dinners on my couch.
I respect that.
Red wine on my couch.
Sure.
Have you seen my couch?
Yeah.
It's a good couch.
It's a really good couch. I think that's the thing. I haven't been invited to a Friendsgiving in a good while.
Yeah.
If you will. So even the opportunity I'm excited about because I haven't gone.
It's hard to host, but maybe she has a nice place.
It's not even her place. It's her friend's place.
Oh, wow. So this is a stranger's, a true stranger's.
I am meaning.
Friendsgiving. Are you going? You're going with the friend.
Though? Yes.
Okay.
But she has a job at the party. So I think like.
What's her job?
She's going to. I don't want you to say anything, but she's going to DJ.
So she. Okay. Wait, did she say? So just so you know, I have to DJ. So I'm not going to be available.
She's like, I'm going to do that. Yeah, but I'm fine. I think what's nice is like.
Well, how many people are going to be at this Friendsgiving that the DJ isn't going to be able to talk to the guests?
I think it'll be fine. I have no idea. I have no idea what it's going to be like. I'm just going to sort of like see how it is. And then I always tell myself I'm allowed to change my mind.
Yeah.
You know, but I also might meet like one or two really cool people.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be a fucking banger if there's a DJ that has a separate booth.
I'm just like, how cool is that?
A lot's up in the air, but I am excited to find out how it goes.
I know. So you've got your friend's birthday party that'll end at the club.
Maybe, hopefully.
And then
maybe I'll meet my husband and we'll end up at town hall.
Oh my, you think this weekend?
Well, if we meet
tomorrow. Would you do it that quick? Yeah.
You know, how much money does he have?
Right.
What's he look like?
What's he look like?
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Looks and money.
I think.
Isn't that right, society?
That's what you tell us.
Yeah. Fortunately.
Fortunately.
I'm blessed with everything.
Yeah, that is really
That's
nice.
Why I've been in so many nurturing relationships.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think that you, although, I mean, I think that you have so many friendships. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And those count as relationships.
Well, what are we talking about?
I'm just saying, like, people put romantic in a category when really, like, we are the relationship muscle you're working at all times and you keep friends forever. That I'm like, you are great at relationships.
I am good at friendships.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. It's different, obviously.
Yeah, it's different, but there's like one or two little different things about it. The rest is like a relationship.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it, I guess.
That's just always what I tell myself. Because you could be learning. We're learning about ourselves. We're growing as people together with friendships the same way you would. Where am I, you know?
Yeah, what's going on? I think that we had a good point there.
I think we just lost it at the end. Yeah, exactly. I got lost.
It's time to break for the holidays.
Oh my God.
Okay, so guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hope you have a great new year.
And then we'll be back.
And when we come back, we'll be different, better, and the same.
And you can still find us on Instagram fighting for our lives.
That's right.
Okay?
Okay.
So until, is there a gnat in here?
Yeah, there's the whole time. You haven't seen it the whole time?
It's been around me the whole time?
It's been a bopping between us. There it is.
Must be my skincare.
No, I think it must be your skincare.
Well.
Everyone wants a piece.
All the bugs are coming, honey.
That's right.
Okay, so until next time. Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.